Hi, this is Margaret McMahon bringing you the weekly Out and About program, highlighting things to do in and around our area. Well, tonight, Thursday the 18th, the Chamber of Commerce's annual banquet is being held. Hope you have your tickets. And it's Girl Scout cookie time. Buying those delicious cookies is a great way to support their worthwhile programs. In Uptown Roxborough tonight, the Outlaw Pig Food Truck will be at 1792 Beer Company. The Festival House doors will open at 7 p.m. with DJ Robbie Perkins and the band Matt Boswell and the HBB at 8 p.m. on Friday, January the 19th. Tickets are $10. And on January the 26th, Misbehavin' will be playing, and the tickets are also $10. Tables of 8 can be reserved with paid reservations. Cash bar is always available, and you know these concerts are always a lot of fun, and many sell out very quickly, so call and get your reservations in now. First thing on Saturday morning, January the 20th, the Roxborough Moose Family Center will have an indoor yard sale from 7 a.m. till noon. And if you want to have a table so you can set up, they'll be opening at 6 a.m. and tables are $10 each. You can call 336-599-5293 for more information. Also on Saturday morning, the 20th, the Person County Parks and Rec Department will be hosting the 2024 Polar Bear Plunge at Mayo Lake Park to support Special Olympics of Person County. Registration is at 11 a.m. The plunge is at noon. Pizza lunch is at 1 p.m. and the program ends at 3. You just need to raise $25 to do the plunge. So go freezing for a reason and join the Polar Bear Plunge in support of the Person County Special Olympics. On Saturday the 20th, also at the Kirby Theater, there's a literary art showcase program at 6:30 p.m., and the admission is free. The program will be celebrating local writers. Some of the authors of the works that will be read are Ted Harrison, Alexandria Poteet, Tresney Moore, Roderick Shepherd, and Tammy Tillotson. You'll hear some very compelling poetry and short stories, special songs sung by LaQuinta Lipscomb. Other participants are Dr. Fred Motley, Debbie Chambers, and yours truly. So I would love to see you there. And remember, the admission is free, and it isn't a long program, probably less than an hour, but it's one that you don't want to miss out on. You might even drop by 1792 Beer Company before the show where Safari Eats Food Truck will be from 5 to 8, get a quick bite, and then go to the show. And speaking of events at the Kirby, just remember that in February, the Red Stocking Review will be back at the Kirby Theater on February the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And the review program this year will be called Turn Back Time. On Sunday, January the 21st, at Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard, will be Leah Sadaku playing from 2 to 5. On Saturday, January the 27th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., there'll be a vaccination and Coggins clinic at the Person County Saddle Club, which is located at 3814 Edwin Robertson Road. Now, you can go to their Facebook page for more information, but from what I saw, the prices are lower at this special clinic than you would normally be paying. So this is a good time to be sure everyone has a healthy winter. Don't forget your four-legged friends. On February the 9th at the Person County Senior Center, there'll be a Valentine's dance from 5 to 7 p.m. DJ Robbie Perkins will be playing music. Tickets are $8 in advance and $10 at the door. Price includes pizza, drinks, and assorted sweets, along with door prize drawings during the evening. On Saturday, February the 10th, there'll be a vendor's market at Hall's Way that'll be offering many new spring items, not specifically a Valentine market. And there's some new vendors at Artisan Emporium if you haven't been by there lately. Now, you could always find a very unique gift item there. And yes, Valentine's Day is coming up, but don't forget it's helpful for you to buy some gifts ahead when you might need them, and especially while the items are in stock and you aren't in such a rush. There'll also be a Red Fair Market at Palace Point on Saturday, February the 10th from noon to 5 p.m. And you might want to call them now to reserve a table if you have Valentine items to sell. Well, the pretzels were all sold out when I got to 1792 Thursday evening, but I understand that Joyful Twists, which is a specialty pretzel, was absolutely wonderful. Now, I heard that OD'd on coffee might start carrying them, and they were at Tunnel Creek Winery on Saturday. But wherever you can get some, get them. I'm so glad their business has started off so well. Another event for your planning calendar will be Saturday, March the 16th at 9 a.m. at City Hall, where there will be a City of Champions Recognition Day celebration recognizing the 2023 Hall of Fame and the sport years from 1983 to 1984. This was a great sports year for the Rockets, and if you participated in or know someone that was involved with the sports program at Person High during that time, be sure they attend this event. Well, wintertime brings on a few changes in venues being open, and this is just a reminder that Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard hours for the winter are Wednesday through Friday, 1 to 6, Saturdays noon to 6, and Sundays 1 to 5. Well, I hope this has given you some fun things to do this weekend and to put on your planning calendar. Have a wonderful weekend in beautiful Roxburgh and Person County. And thank you for listening. And now word from Pointer & Associates Realty, David Witt, agent, and Ford Bradshaw of Edward Jones, a financial advisor, who so kindly bring you Out and About every Thursday.